Why are you so fascinated with info products?
Mate, I've been doing the agency game for a while now. One thing that I absolutely love about it is just seeing different business models. E-commerce, service-based, agency, I've got first-hand experience with that. So many different things that you can do. But one thing that I've realized is that selling information, you're essentially selling thin air. There is no fulfillment. There's no cost of goods sold. If someone's upset, give them a refund. Who gives a shit? Right? So I think I'm just fascinated by it. Understanding the complexities of business and how complex it is to launch an e-commerce business, to launch an agency, to run a consultancy of some kind or whatever it is that you're doing. And yeah, I think if you're someone who understands marketing, look into info, look into selling courses, look into selling digital products, because honestly, man, some of the best results that we've achieved have been in that space. And yeah,
I 100% I agree. I think as well, though, like before you sell an info product, make sure you have value to sell.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? Too many people want to jump. And look, you know, I am very well, you know, educated on info products and that business model. And there's a lot of really appealing things. And like, I could have went down the info product route if I, like, obviously that, like, my econ mentorship is a 12-month program now. Not a lot of people, it's a 12-month program. You get a call with me once a month. There's fortnightly Q&As, all this stuff, right? And, you know, sometimes when I'm because I at the moment, I'm chatting to everyone myself because I'm doing it myself and mentoring these people one-on-one. I don't, like you said with the team, I don't want to bring people in who don't have the right attitude, that don't understand what they're getting into. I have limited time, limited spaces. I want the right fit. But people, you know, ask, you know, and it's a completely fair question. I ask the same thing. What about, you know, this, you know, dropship guru with this course and this course and all that sort of stuff? Like, it's a great business model, 100%. And I was tempted to go down it, but like, I just feel like everything you got to really like you and Defiant launching these digital products. Great.
Yeah.
For someone that people can trust, you know, another thing I want to ask you about, for example, we'll get into it after this, drop servicing, all these different, okay, you know, leveraging opportunities, I think is great. Like I could have went down that route, but I just think what's the best way to deliver value and like why are you getting into it before a beginner? What's an example of an info product that doesn't have 5 years running an agency, doesn't have 5 years running an e-com brand? What's an example of an info product a beginner could package and sell?
Great question. Well, basically any problem out there is a product, an info product, right? Anything that's a problem. You know, pregnancy, falling pregnant, you know, menopause, having a newborn baby, like whatever people are facing issues with is essentially a product that you can package up into a set of step-by-step instructions on how to deal with that, right? People love this whole step-by-step, follow this, 1, 2, 3, this is the thing, right? So, and by the way, when I say info product, I'm assuming when you think info product, by the sounds of it, you're thinking like pretty high ticket, right? I'm talking more low ticket.
50,
I'm talking
100,
$27
yeah,
USD.
Yeah.
You know, and then an upsell, 49, and then a big upsell. Get, yeah. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you know about fully, right? As long as you do your research and you package it up and you find all of the information that's out there on the internet and you distill it down into step-by-step guides. So let's pick the baby thing, for example. I'm just talking about this because my sister's got two young babies and I'm seeing the problems that she's having, right? But a problem's like, how do I get my kid to sleep? What do I feed my kid? You know, what sort of exercises can I do for XYZ? Like, there's so many different things that are different problems that you face. And all of those can be like a 10-step guide. The beauty is, man, you create all of that once and then you sell it a billion times. And if you sell it for 27, as long as you generate the sale for $26, you're good.
You're making profit.
You're sweet, right? So that's what I love about it. They're the type of info products which you'd never even think about that are making millions and spending up to 250K a day in some cases, mate. So, yeah.
Crazy. Not a lot of exposure to that. You think about like, okay, where's your break-even ROAS? Like 1.01. Yeah, obviously not. Exactly. There's some operational cost, but if you look at a product level, fuck.
When you're spending 250K a day, 1.01 is perfect.
Yeah, dude, look, I thought about this and considered it too. Maybe I'll do some more info products. as well. Yeah, it's a really great business model for sure, for sure, for sure. It is.
And also another thing, I know there's a lot of e-com listeners here. Add value with info products too. So when, for example, right, you're selling Happy Skin Co. At the checkout or on the product page, by the way, I haven't looked at your product page, so I don't know if you're already doing this or not, but basically add a guide, add a free guide for free, valued at $27, $0.
We don't have that, but you know what? I'm going to do it right now. Not right now, since we've seen, I love that idea.
We've seen conversion rates increase. We've seen AOV increase because they feel like they're getting more value, so they'll add something else to the cart. Again, that free value, right, costing you absolutely nothing, and it's a freebie to get people over the line, just increase that conversion rate.
For an e-com brand like us, like straight away, we're probably providing most of that in like an email sequence, but why not, add just the value.
Package it up. Package it up into a guide, man. 10 like steps to get the most out of your product, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, dude, that's great, man.
Yeah. Just little things like that. Info products, no matter what it is, like selling information is an unlock in marketing, period.
As well, like the rise of personal brands becoming so important for whatever industry you're in, but also it's like part of like, not everyone wants to start a big e-com brand, not everyone wants to start an agency, but there's people in there that don't want to work a job they hate. They just want to earn enough money to live a comfortable lifestyle. That way, like with info products in that world of like, you can build that around, like you said, a problem that you've identified that there isn't super a lot of competition in that space, or build it around your biggest passion. 100%. Whatever you're passionate about 100%. And you already have the interest in, you will find a tribe of people who want to know what you know about that. And that, then you can educate them on that. And it's like you said, your ROAS needs to be 1.01.
Exactly.
In theory, and you're in the green. Costs.
Again, this is a really good product for someone who knows about marketing, right? Someone who knows marketing, yes, jump into it. Someone who doesn't know marketing, learn marketing first. Do something
else
first.
Fitness, supplements, makeup, fucking whatever it is you're passionate about and you know about, right?
What I mean is, if you know how to run ads and you know how to do the marketing, then yes.
Oh, that's all the media buy behind exactly. that. Yeah.
But as well, even if you don't, you can hire an agency and your only staff cost will essentially be an agency because everything else, you've got it, right? Yeah. You've got covered. You're putting in the work. You can do the emails easily. You can run a community.
I mentioned as well just before, and obviously, the way I look at it when someone says info product, I'm thinking about, the dropship 997, USD.
Yeah.
And I think there's some of them that are no doubt really good. I think in my world of e-com, I think those are becoming in a way less effective because people really need their handheld through it. Yeah. And like more of, and that's why it would have been so much easier for me is like if I wanted to start a business to just make easy money, I'll film all the videos, do all the training videos, purchase that, and step away. And I considered that because it'll make my life easier. The way I wanted to do it, I'm like, I know I can provide much more value and I'm happy to package it like that.